Good morning, it's May 9th and this is your daily brief in entertainment. Here's everything you need to know. The 2024 Met Gala dazzled New York City with its theme, The Garden of Time, bringing together a constellation of stars under the co-chairmanship of Zendaya, Jennifer Lopez, Bad Bunny, Chris Hemsworth, and Anna Wintour. This prestigious event not only showcased the pinnacle of fashion, but also celebrated the opening of the Sleeping Beauty's Reawakening Fashion Exhibit at the Metropolitan Museum of Art, set to welcome the public from May 10th. The red carpet was a spectacle of creativity and style, featuring celebrities like Coleman Domingo, Lil Nas X, Naomi Watts, and many more, all adorned in exquisite pieces from renowned designers including Maison Margiela, Balenciaga, and Dior Haute Couture. The event highlighted a broad spectrum of fashion houses, from Balenciaga to Chanel, each contributing to the night's stunning display of sartorial brilliance. Beyond the glitz and glamour, the Met Gala played a pivotal role in supporting the Costume Institute and the Metropolitan Museum of Art, generating significant funds through this annual gathering. This year's event not only set a new standard in fashion, but also underscored the importance of art and culture in bringing people together. Travis Kelce, the celebrated Chiefs tight end, is taking a thrilling leap from the football field to the television screen with his acting debut in Ryan Murphy's new TV series, Grotesquerie, on FX. This foray into acting is a significant addition to Kelce's burgeoning portfolio, which spans sports, entertainment, and business ventures. Kelce's transition into acting isn't starting from scratch. He brings a modest repertoire of experiences to the table. His previous stints include hosting a reality dating show, making surprise appearances on Saturday Night Live, and a cameo in Moonbase 8. Now, stepping into Grotesquerie, Kelce joins a cast featuring notable talents such as Niecy Nash-Betts, Courtney B. Vance, and Leslie Manville in this eagerly anticipated horror drama. The series is set to captivate audiences with its fall premiere. But Kelce's ambitions don't stop at acting. This off-season, he's also dived into film production with My Dead Friend Zoe and is set to host the upcoming Prime game show, Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity? These endeavors highlight Kelce's dynamic shift towards the entertainment industry, further enriched by his recent signing of a $34.25 million contract with the Chiefs, cementing him as the NFL's highest-paid tight end. Kelce's entry into Hollywood represents more than just a career diversification. It's a testament to his multifaceted talent and ambition. As he balances a packed schedule with professional football, a podcast, a restaurant venture, and now multiple roles in the entertainment industry, Kelce exemplifies the modern athlete's potential to transcend sports and make significant impacts across various fields. In a startling blend of technology and fantasy, AI-generated images of celebrities like Katy Perry and Rihanna at the Met Gala 2024 have not only captured millions of eyes, but also sparked a significant ethical debate on the use of artificial intelligence. These hyper-realistic images, initially believed by many, including Perry's own mother, have opened a Pandora's box on the implications of AI in the entertainment and fashion industries. The story took a turn when Katy Perry took to Instagram to clarify that the images were indeed fake, attributing her absence from the event to work commitments. Rihanna, on the other hand, was actually sick and could not attend. The creator behind these convincing visuals is a Brazilian superfan who skillfully blended AI technology, Photoshop, and real photographs to craft these hyper-realistic images. This incident not only highlights the growing prowess of AI in creating indistinguishable fake content, but also raises serious concerns about its impact on the perception of reality. The fashion and entertainment industries, where image is everything, find themselves at the forefront of this technological conundrum. There's a burgeoning call for corporate accountability, the establishment of universal industry standards, and the need for effective government regulation to mitigate the risks associated with AI misuse. The prevalence of AI in manipulating celebrity images has led to a louder outcry for regulatory oversight. Despite the millions of views, the fake images had giveaways indicating their artificial origins, such as the wrong color carpet and distorted facial and bodily features. This incident not only underscores the increasing concern over AI-generated content's influence on social media, but also emphasizes the urgency in addressing these technological advancements with appropriate ethical guidelines and regulations. As the 68th Eurovision Song Contest unfolds in Malmö, Sweden, the event finds itself at the intersection of music, politics, and social issues. With 37 nations competing for glory, the backdrop is far from ordinary, marred by the ongoing conflict in Gaza and the resultant controversies surrounding Israel's participation. The Eurovision Song Contest, a celebration of diversity in music, has been overshadowed by geopolitical tensions, leading to protests and heightened security measures. Amidst this, Ireland's entry, Bambi Thug, has become a focal point of contention. Facing backlash for not boycotting the contest due to Israel's involvement, Bambi has decided to step back from social media to focus on healing and therapy after receiving targeted abuse. Eurovision officials have had to navigate these troubled waters carefully, reprimanding participants like Bambi Thug and Eric Saad for wearing pro-Palestinian symbols during the event. This action underscores the challenges of maintaining the contest's apolitical stance amidst global conflicts. Meanwhile, the local Jewish community in Malmö is actively combating anti-Semitism, demonstrating resilience in the face of adversity. As the contest progresses towards the semifinals and grand final in May, the Eurovision Song Contest is more than just a musical competition. It's a mirror reflecting the complex interplay of entertainment, politics, and community struggles, especially within the queer community. Bambi Thug's experience sheds light on the broader challenges faced, marking this year's Eurovision as a significant moment in its history. In a bold move that's stirring both controversy and applause, Seattle rapper Macklemore has stepped into the political arena with his latest track, Heinz Hall. The song is a fiery tribute to pro-Palestinian protests at Columbia University and a young Palestinian victim, casting a stark light on the complex web of conflict, politics, and human rights. At the heart of Heinz Hall is the story of a 6-year-old Palestinian girl named Hind, whose life was cut tragically short in Gaza. Macklemore's lyrics don't hold back, condemning Israeli actions as apartheid and genocide, and calling for a divestment from the country. This isn't just music. It's a political statement, with Macklemore directly accusing President Biden of having blood on his hands and declaring his refusal to vote for him in future elections. The rapper's commitment to the cause goes beyond words. He's pledged all proceeds from the song to UNRWA, the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees. The track has made waves online, amassing over 27 million views on X/Twitter, though it's met with restrictions on YouTube due to its graphic content. This has sparked a wider conversation, not just about the song's message, but about censorship and the role of artists in political discourse. Macklemore's call out to fellow artists like Drake and Kendrick Lamar for their silence on pressing issues adds another layer to the debate, highlighting the power and responsibility of public figures in shaping dialogue around justice and human rights. The response to Heinz Hall is a mirror to the larger polarized reactions to the Israel-Palestine conflict and President Biden's handling of it, showcasing the potent mix of music, politics, and activism in today's digital age. This has been your daily brief in entertainment. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.